Hi everyone, and welcome to this insight session from Open Up at the Workplace. My name is Lizzie McCormick, and I'm a psychologist here at Open Up. Today, we will dive into a topic that's crucial for both organizational success and employee well-being: the significance of a clear company mission and values. Let's first break down what company missions and values really mean. According to the Oxford Dictionary, a mission statement is an official declaration of the aims of a company. You can think of it as a roadmap for the organization and its employees. It's what guides them towards a common destination. Values, on the other hand, are the heart of an organization. They are the principles that help steer decision-making and behaviors. Think of them as the glue that holds everyone together. So why are they so important? And how do they have an impact on your employees' mental well-being? On an organizational level, having a clear mission and values provides focus, direction, and unity, both for your employees, for your customers, and for the talent pool interested in your company. It's like having a shared compass. But today, the main focus is your employees. When your employees resonate with the company's mission and values, they're much more likely to feel connected, engaged, and motivated to go the extra mile. It's not only their job anymore, it's a shared purpose. Now, more than ever, we see that people want to work for a cause and know that they are making a difference. And it makes sense. In psychology, it is known that people live in a more fulfilling life if they know what's truly important to them and live up to these values. Also, a clear mission and values give clear guidelines on what an employee should do, what is expected of their behavior, and how they should decide or react. In a workplace with clear defined goals, employees know what's expected of them, how they fit into the bigger picture, and the consequences of their actions. This reduces mental burden associated with ambiguity and consequently improves their mental well-being of your employees. So how do you put this into action? Naturally, the first step is to start by defining your company values and mission. What is it that drives the company? What makes you the best at what you do? And where do you want to be in 10 years? As mentioned, it is important for employees to connect to the mission and the values of the organization. So encourage your team to explore their personal values. What drives them? What matters most? What are their own personal values? Invite them to see if their values match with the company's mission and values. You can create an explorative session with your team where values are shared. If their values are aligned with the company's mission, they feel more intrinsically connected to the company. And besides this, we know that teams perform better if they know each other and they feel connected. So having an open discussion about this together has multiple benefits. Of course, there are many more additional steps that need to be taken when defining, optimizing, and adjusting the mission of a company. And it's definitely not a straight line. But what I hope that you get from this episode is that from a psychological perspective, one of the steps to be taken should be to look internally, involve your employees, and include them in the process. Be flexible and open to hear out what your employees stand for. I'll add a link in the description, leading to an article about how to create a work culture that fosters mental well-being and these types of conversations if you'd like to continue reading about it. But for now, it's time to wrap up. We hope that you feel inspired to have a look again at your company's values and mission statement. Remember that the mission isn't just good for the business, it's good for the people. So take a moment to engage with your team and foster connection, and watch your workplace transform. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay inspired and let's open up at the workplace.